Jazz 91.9, the Jazz of the City. Music there from Frank McComb. Good morning to you. Our time now, 9:46. Time now for your final Morris Motivation for your Thursday morning. And today's motivation is titled Wheel of Fortune. The grandest fortunes ever accumulated began with energy, intellect, and will. From Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, to Oprah Winfrey, to W.E.B. Du Bois, the founder of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, to the acclaimed writer Toni Morrison, the story is the same. Those who have won must have relied mostly upon themselves. Surely one of the saddest creatures around is the one labeled the prisoner of hope. This is an individual who hopes that someday a wealthy relative will die and leave him a fortune. The prisoner of hope hopes that someday while walking down the street, he will see bags of money that will contain his life's fortune, or at least enough to give him security. He's the kind of person who goes to the shore to see if his ship is coming in, when in reality, he knows that it has never left the port. The prisoner of hope hasn't discovered that if you really want to find a helping hand, you should look at the end of your own sleeve. Each of us must set in motion the words of Booker T. Washington, who urged us all to start where you are with what you have, knowing that what you have is plenty enough. That's your motivation this morning. And I want you to say to yourself, I know there's no such thing as free lunch, and I plan on working for everything I get. Indeed, that's your motivation. It's always for you because it's way bigger than me. Good morning. Chaka Khan now. And I'm alive. And thank God for that, huh? Indeed. Good morning. Great morning. This is 91.9 WCLK.